Praise the Lord. Do you know the Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2, he writes this, I know a certain Christian man who 14 years ago was snatched up to the highest heaven. I do not know whether this actually happened or whether he had a vision. Only God knows. And that's written from a quote from the Good News Bible. Have you ever wondered if there really is a heaven, a hell? Is there really an afterlife? Are these places really real? Has anybody ever wondered that? Is there a place of eternal recompense, or is this just the invention of religion used to control people? Is there truly life after death? Or when we die, do we just simply cease to exist? Has anyone ever seen such places like heaven, hell, have been raised from the dead? Have they come back to life? When such things are reported, they're called near-death experiences. Maybe the person the Apostle Paul writes about in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 had one. Only God knows. Due to the medical advancements in medical care, you know, there has really been a flood of reported near-death experiences. What do they tell us? Many paint just a pretty picture of the afterlife. We hear all the positive glowing reports that tell us there is no hell, no everlasting recompense. Everyone will make it to heaven because God is a God of love and can't possibly send anybody there. You heard their comments. I know you have. It does not matter how you live. You will make it to heaven anyways. God understands. It does not matter what you believe as long as you believe. Don't be afraid to die because it's so wonderful to see and go beyond the light. I'm sure you heard these things. I'm sure you heard these things from TV shows about mediums and people who talked in ghosts, or movies showing the hereafter and visions of non-threatening, heartfelt glow. I will admit, I'll tell everyone here, seeing heaven is very grand. It's so awesome. It changes you. Yes, God's love is absolutely profound. But what do these non-threatening reports really mean? Has anybody bothered to question them? You ever heard this old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, then it is? Scammers always offer something for nothing, but in the end, it costs you everything. They make sales pitches like, you've just won a free, absolute vacation to Hawaii, all expenses paid. But along the line, you never hear him say, oh, by the way, in order to send you your prize, please send the following information about your bank account. No, you never hear them saying anything like that. All you hear is the free vacation ride, absolutely free. It is wonderful. Truly, if it sounds too good to be true, then it is. When you hear a line like that, you know it's too good to be true. But when it comes to the near-death experience that reports such wonderful news about the afterlife, no hell, only heavenly bliss, is the same caution taken? The answer would be no. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. There are any near-death experiences that do expose the snow job. These near-death experiences report seeing a place called hell along with everlasting recompense. These are not popular and are ignored. These accounts are shouted down by the crowds. You've maybe heard experts say that such negative experiences about hell are figments of religious imagination or an unhealthy guilt trip and are not valid due to because of all the positive ones out there. Those report that seeing hell, as I do, are really not taken seriously. Why? I guess our testimonies support the Bible. This is not hip with the experts or the crowds. If it sounds too good to be true, then it is. Despite what these experts say, such glowing reports of the beyond are really too good to be true. If it sounds too good to be true, rest assured it is. There's another side, another story to be heard that melts and exposes the snow job being dumped on humanity in these last days. Yes, hell is real. I've seen it. I tasted it. I felt it. I smelt it. And I returned to tell you about it. Truly the Lord brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock.